Architect and historian Trell Morrow died peacefully in his home at the age of 93 on December 28. Morrow grew up in the Kootenays and went on to attend UBC to study architecture, where he met his wife Allison. They married in 1953, and in 1954 ventured north to Prince George, for a year, where they stayed for their entire married life and raised their family. He was predeceased by Allison, who died in 2014. I think he was a real pioneer and a trailblazer. He was very active in the arts community, especially alongside his wife, Allison, said Eli Klanzer, executive director of the Prince George and District Community Arts Council. Klasner was involved with converting the Knox United Church into a performing space, which Morrow designed, and the two worked together at the Community Arts Council for the 50th anniversary history book in 2018. He participated in the design and architecture of some of our more notable municipal facilities and homes as well. Many people don't know when they look at some of them, really gorgeous mid-century homes in our city, that many of them were designed by Trell Morrow, said Klasner. Morrow's architectural career spanned 40 years, and he designed many notable buildings around Prince George, such as Sacred Heart Cathedral, Quinson Elementary School, and the former Prince George Citizen Building on Brunswick Street, which is now the head offices for the Laidley Tena First Nation. He was also a local historian and is a four-time winner of the Gene Clark Local History Award from the Prince George Public Library in recognition of his books on his local history and his longtime service with the Prince George Heritage Commission. Morrow has also received the Alice Box Memorial Award in recognition of his lifetime contributions in support of arts and culture in northern BC. These are amazing feats that really, if you think about it, the fact that one man spearheaded so many projects, getting facilities listed on our heritage registry, writing books, and documenting some of our more inspiring buildings and facilities, he really leaves a legacy, a really astonishing and unique legacy. Last November, he was awarded with the highest honor a municipality can bestow an individual, the Freedom of the City, by which he was truly humbled. I think it was a little bit belated. It was too bad that he didn't have more time to take advantage of wearing that award with pride, said Klasner. I know he was tremendously humbled by that as well, but I think it was a great person to receive that. I think in life, when we're honored, it doesn't really matter where we're at in our life, his name is now going to be on that board forever. Klasner added that he hopes Morrow's name might be considered for some kind of naming honor on a building, or part of a building, as the city moves forward with its downtown civic core plans. I just think there's a lot of people who were touched by Trell, said Klasner. He lived a full and interesting life right through to the very, very end, and I think his absence in the community is going to be felt by a lot of people spanning several generations. Morrow's obituary requests that, in keeping with his devotion to Prince George, those who wish to honor his memory can consider a donation, in memory of Trell Morrow, to the Prince George Community Foundation, 102-1584-7th Avenue, Prince George, BCV2L3P4.